Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning. The Competition Tribunal is focusing on high prices for gas cylinder deposits. The tribunal gathered evidence from the industry players in a case between the Competition Commission and five liquefied petroleum gas companies, including Total Gas Southern Africa, Oryx Oil and Easy Gas. This is an important case, and we are joined this morning by Makgale Mogalala, who's Cartel Division Manager at the Competition Commission. Good morning. Good morning, sir. Thank you for joining. How are you?
Good morning to you and good morning to our listeners.
So this is an important finding and an important case, especially considering that with fuel prices, with electricity prices, people, many of us are becoming more and more reliant on gas.
Yes, indeed. What is actually happening is that the commission is prosecuting this LPG firms for fixing the price of the gas cylinders. So we did the investigation at the commission. We found evidence that they have fixed the price. We then referred the matter to the competent tribunal for prosecution. So what you are seeing at the moment is the actual prosecution of these firms.
And in terms of how out of sync are these prices, how high are they relative to what they should be?
Well, the thing is with gas cylinders is that what they did, they increased the price. They used to be $150, the actual cylinder, not the gas inside. So they decided at some point that they're going to hike that from that $150 to $300. And when you check, actually, you find that there was no real reason why they should do that, given that, you know, a cylinder, you buy it, pay that deposit, you keep it, you use it forever. You never really let a customer get to get that deposit back. So there was no real reason why prices should go up higher. But the most important thing here for us is that, you know, firms must, when they make decisions to increase prices, they must not talk among each other, especially competitors. Because when you do that, as competitors, agreeing on how you're going to increase the price and the level, that is contravening Competition Act. So that's why we are actually prosecuting these guys for that, because they didn't make this decision unilaterally. They met at the association, they decided that they should increase the price, and then they actually increase the price. They even write to each other, say, this is what we the level should be, and that is what we are prosecuting them for.
It's so important. Are we finding, or is a Competition Commission finding, that South Africans are becoming a little bit more refined and a little bit more respectful of these laws around that govern competition? Or is this still happening at an unacceptably high rate?
Look, the nature of these things is that they are very secretive. So you never really know. We hope that there is a compliance. But you never really know that there is, because when they do these things, they don't tell you. They do them in secret. It's only when a member of the public tells you. So I would like to think that, of course, with prosecution, there is a deterrence, and with deterrence, there will be compliance. But we don't actually know unless we get someone to tell us if firms are fully compliant. Because remember, these are business people. They sit in the boardrooms and make decisions. When they do that, we are not there. We are not in those boardrooms. So sometimes they make decisions that they want to get profit quickly, and they result in breaching the Competition Act.
So how does somebody who's concerned about this alert the Competition Commission, and what is the process for you to take something, a complaint, seriously?
You can complain by conducting the committee. There's a line that the commission use for people to complain. It's a simple, process. You can send us a message. You can do the forms that are on the website. There's a process there that shows that you must just complete the form. What's your name? What are your details? What are you complaining about? And there's a dedicated line for these complaints. I'm going to give it to you now, so that the public members can use that line to lodge complaints with the commission. The number is 084-743-0000. It's a WhatsApp line, it's an SMS line, so you can WhatsApp, you can send an SMS to lodge a complaint. You can also go to the website. There's a form there that you can complete. But the, I think the most easiest one is to use the line that I just
did
now.
So, and just to come back to the gas cylinder story, so how does that process work? The Competition Commission finds that pricing is too high, that there has been some form of anti-competitive behavior. How then does that come back to the participants to adjust?
Once the prosecution is completed, remember we are at the prosecution stage, the tribunal will pronounce as to whether they are guilty or not guilty. So if they are found guilty, then we will then recommend the tribunal a penalty, administrative penalty. The maximum of it is 10% of the firm's revenue. Then tribunal will then decide on the penalty as to what penalty is going to impose on these firms. And then once those penalties is imposed, we pay the penalty goes to the National Revenue Fund. It gets to be apportioned as part of the budget by Minister of Finance.
All right. It's such important work, and we do appreciate that. We do try and speak to you as many times as we can, just to show that the incredible work. And I think it's also important to raise awareness within the public that we don't need to accept this type of anti-competitive behavior. We have an incredible structure here in South Africa. We've got a system that looks into these types of things, and let's make use of it. Let's take full advantage of it. That was a Makhala Mokhlala, who is the Cartel Division Manager at the Competition Commission.